Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo.
Wolfpack in the house. What's going on? Keep on, Wolf. I'm Big Bad Wolf. Hey, what's up, baby? You all right?
What it do? Yeah.
Good to hear you. Folks, X-Factor is in the building again, Wolf Nation. Today, we're going to go over the topic issues, talk about social media. In hip-hop right now, what's going on in the hip-hop community. As far as when social media takes over, let's get right into it, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook.com, Wolfpack TV, Twitter.com, Instagram.com. Follow us off on SoundCloud. Hit us up. Let us know what's going on, what topics you want us to talk about. All you guests that want to come on the podcast, whether it's the work you heard, whether it's sports or real life situation. What is it, Thursday, 713-955-0733. Guys, I'm going to go first and talk real quick about the mindset on what's going on. Social media has really diminished, I think, the hip-hop community. No, like Pimp C said back in 2007 on a radio station, going at Atlanta. He was going at Atlanta, but he was also going at the broad spectrum of the hip hop community, no social commentary, and now it's just social media is just you can just get on there, express how you feel, and get four or five million people to follow you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, what I'm saying. Ev, since you're the guest. Appreciate you joining us again. Your opinion on the hip hop scene and how social media. Do you think it's a good look for hip hop when social media controls hip hop like it does?
I think it is. I think it's evolving. I think with time you gotta grow and you gotta get better and evolve and change. And I think it's. I mean, maybe it's because I'm so young. I was born in 94, so, I'm not from that old era where, you didn't kind of have the internet and social media. But I feel like it's better because you get to, like, you have any grievances with anybody, you just go on social media and you air it out and you just, you know, go for what you know instead of, like, keeping it inside or not saying anything about it. And you know what I mean? It's just like with the whole Meek Mill and Drake thing, for example, like how Meek was just, he felt some type of way about Drake that he heard, and he just, you know, typed it out on Twitter, and then it played out into, like, this catastrophe on Meek's end. And I felt like it was pretty cool because, like, you know, it's a lot faster. It's more like in your face, and like it can happen at any time. It's not like something you got to wait on, or you know what I mean.
So it's pretty. So you think so basically, you think that it's actually helping the state of hip hop.
Yeah,
you
I
think it's
so.
A good look for hip hop. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's a good look because it makes for more competition. Like, it makes you stay on your toes. You know what I mean? It makes you keep that blade sharp. You know, make sure you're never slipping because anyone can try you at any time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So to make sure that you stay on your P's and Q's and you're putting out, like, your best quality music at all times, you know, you have that in the back of your head because Twitter is so accessible. Anyone could call you up, be like, yo, you're a bitch, or yo, that song was trash, or yo, you don't write your shit. You know what I mean? And then sometimes you just got to hit a Drake on them and do that back to back. Let these motherfuckers know.
Long, what's your thoughts on how social media has taken over pretty much hip hop? There's no such thing. I mean, basically, there's no such thing as hip hop nowadays. Now pop is just pretty much eating hip hop, in my opinion. And now it's just pop music. There is no such thing as hip hop or rap. Your thoughts on that situation?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like in the middle because I mean, you know, it's just like anything. It's just how it's used. So, you know, it's definitely good for promotion-wise for the independent artists. You know, it's definitely good for breaking away from major labels and slavery deals. And, basically, you know, being under that thumbprint of somebody extorting you for money, you know what I mean? And on the other side, it has taken away from the realness aspect of it just because, you know, social media has even changed the fan base of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? You know, I think, you know, my class is kind of like the last of that Tupac and Biggie era to where it's like during those times, like the way hip-hop was, you know, it was kind of like, you know, really rough and rugged and, you know, it was just a thing of, like, you know, it really was surrounded by gangbanging, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? You know, the whole West Coast movement, you know, everybody was cripping and blooding. You know, I didn't really get to see the late 80s or anything like that. I was just, very, very young, so I didn't really get to see all the, you know, the early hip-hop shit. But, you know, my time was really around that 92 Chronic era where everybody was trying to, you know, do the G thing and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, yeah, so going back to the point, though, I mean, I think it helps and it hurts. I think it's good because it's growth at the end of the day, but as an artist, and if you're a real lyricist, like, you shouldn't run to Twitter or to Instagram to settle your, you know, if you want to put out your record, I put out my mind, and we handle it like that, you know, and that's that, you know.
Yes. So, Lone Wolf, real quick, I didn't see what had happened. Tell us a little bit about the game and what he said, and if you have news on the air about these situations, because I didn't check that out. The only thing I have in front of me right now is that Kanye West, which we're going to talk about a little bit later.
As far as the game goes, sounds like we got some static going on, but as far as the game goes, basically, yeah, I mean, like, he had made a comment about 50 Cent and, you know, Meek Mill. I saw, you know, on Instagram. I think everybody had saw it. It wasn't just me. But and he was just talking about, like, you know, how, like, basically, like, basically what you were saying, how social media has kind of, like, you know, ruined hip-hop to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, I do agree with that notion. And, you know, basically it stated, you know, about how, you know, people were quick to go to, you know, Twitter and Meme Wars, you know, on Instagram and, you know, just like how it just was corny. And he's right. It is corny. It's very corny, you know. And, you know, I agree with him, you know, and on that stance, like, you know, use social media to promote your music, to promote your video, you know what I'm saying, to promote your business, promote your grind. You know, don't go on there, you know, like, you know, Meek Mill, you're a bitch, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, 50 Cent, you're a hoe. Like, I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, now you're just a, you know, you're a troll, basically, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, niggas is, like, you got a lot of celebrities getting away with a lot of hoe-ass shit, you know, like, which is, like, trolling, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're a fucking troll, but you staying relevant because you're trolling. Like, dog, you're an artist, be an artist, man. Are you a troller? Which one are you? You know what I'm saying? You know, make his music, make his records, or make his trolling. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, if that's how you want to go down. And that's what's real. And, you know, as far as Erykah Badu goes, I mean, she had made a comment about how, like, basically hip-hop is becoming electro-pop, you know, sugar bullshit. And I agree, it is. But at the same time, you know, whose fault is that, you know, that it's like that? I don't blame white people or, you know, or nobody else for that shit. I blame my own people. Y'all don't want, you know, fucking loving hip-hop with mustaches and fucking, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on over there, man. You know what I'm saying? That nigga Pimp C called shit out. I don't know what's going on, man. But, you know, niggas just, you know, y'all the niggas twerking and, you know, and, you know, hitting shit. And I don't know what's going on no more, dog. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas moving like girls. You know what I'm saying? Switching and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a female switch, dog. Niggas we don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what's going on, bro. You know, niggas drink so much syrup and pop so much Molly, they don't even know what's going on no more. You know what I'm saying? You know, they can't even tell you. I mean, yeah, go ahead, man. I'm done. That shit's crazy.
Like, one of my things, like, with artists that I hate, like, people do, people are always like, like, I miss the old Drake, or I miss the old Kanye. It's like, what the fuck, you want them to stay, like, the same, like, every single time when they drop an album? Like, you want him to stay, like, you know, the College Dropout and just drop that shit all the fucking time? Like, no, you're supposed to grow and get better and evolve. Like, and that's the same thing with, like, hip-hop. It's going to grow into something different, something that you're not used to, something you got to get, you know, familiar with. So, I mean, I like the way it's going because it's much more interactive and it's much more accessible. It's much more like I said earlier, it's like it's in your face. Like, you can, you know, go to Twitter and like when that whole thing with Meek Mill and Drake happened, like, I was watching that shit like live on my Twitter feed, like watching that shit play out. Like, it was crazy. You know what I mean? Like, that, it adds more excitement to the culture. So I don't agree with Erykah Badu. I mean, I agree with her in the sense of where she's coming from, because, like I said, if you were born, you know, in a different era than I am, which is older, you know, you're used to something different than what it is now, and obviously you're not going to like where it's going because it's different from what you've been used to. So, yeah, of course, I mean, I agree what she's saying, but I don't agree in the fact that it's, you know, turning into a metro pop thing.
Let me just say this too, Evs, and just kind of go off of what you're saying. Like, I don't really find Erykah Badu as credible anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, you switch up your shit so much, you're walking around butt ass naked. You might as well go find money.
Exactly. Yeah. Getting arrested for that shit too. Like, what the fuck?
Hold on. She walked around naked. Is that what happened?
Yeah, in Dallas. She got arrested for that shit.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's like a form of protest. Like, just stupid shit.
Oh, man. I get
being different and eccentric, but then it's like there's a line for that shit too. You know what I'm saying? It's now you're just begging for attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like you got to be real with yourself, man, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I don't care how big you get or how, like, deep and intellectual you think you are. At the end of the day, you know, you ain't really no better than nobody else here. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
You know, it's just,
she
I just like, man, like, you don't got to overthink shit, bro. You don't have to overthink shit. Some simple, it's A or B.
She doesn't, dude.
You know what I'm
telling you. She doesn't wear deodorant, bro. She wears, like, that Crystal Rock bullshit, like that, some Crystal Rocks, like, cause she's, like, all natural and shit. So, like, she uses, oh, yeah, I watched an interview. I watched the interview. She
doesn't
wear deodorant. And I was like, oh, this bitch is crazy.
You smell like goat ass. Is that what you're saying?
Smell like dog shit,
ass.
Yeah. No, she probably doesn't smell bad, but, I mean, I'm pretty sure she doesn't smell good, like, yeah.
No wonder, so. No wonder why Common left those black ass.
No, I'll respect Erykah Badu, but I don't agree with what she's saying. But I get why she's saying it, because, like I said, she's from that different era. It's different for her, so, you know, it doesn't bode well. But I like where it's going, just because it's changing and it's growing. And like I said, with, like, the whole thing going back to what, you know, Chris was saying about, you know, who's trolling and who's like, a real artist, I'll use the Drake and Meek Mill thing again. And that thing, Meek was a troll, like, all the way. He was, you know, just talking shit, basically. And what did Drake do? He came back with records. And he showed you that he was a real artist. Yeah, exactly.
Because
he showed you that he was a real artist.
The way that Drake came at me, like, was so clever. Like, we basically came at that nigga, like, you know, like, well, really not that much, but it was just enough where, like, he knew Meek had no comeback. You know what I'm saying? For that
shit. It
was
straight hip hop.
Because he was like,
he
was like, basically, you're just, I don't really have to say much other than you're riding Nicki's coattail, period. And Nicki
exactly.
is my man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm hitting her. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, what
exactly.
you gonna do about it? You know what I mean? Like, you know. And that nigga,
and he became
just,
like the
laughing
stock of
Twitter. Got emotional. Went to Twitter, but you can't come with no bars, because, I mean, okay, yeah, we know you sell dope and you was in the hood, but how you gonna come back at you? You can't. You gotta keep it hip hop, you know. So you couldn't do it, you know.
Yeah,
exactly.
That
and that's
all
how you read out
so
the men from the boys.
Get your Batman versus Superman
back to back.
And then, you know, and then let me just say this too. Anytime, and then, you know, you can't even concentrate on going to Drake because you're going at Wale, and then you got, and Rick Ross got to play referee to y'all niggas and pull y'all up by y'all fucking, you know what I'm saying, by your collars
exactly.
and shit, like fucking, like little rascals and shit. Like, get your mom right, dog. You know what I'm saying? RIP Pimp C, man.
And RIP Meek Mill's career.
That whole situation is ridiculous, man. I think that whole record label was garbage. In my opinion. And when everybody was talking about Meek Mill back in 2011, 2012, I was like, no, he's trash. Absolutely garbage. Yelling on the mic.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yelling on the mic like he got some kind of problem, like he can't control himself. That's ridiculous, man. Like, who's bumping that shit? If you're bumping that shit, jump off 35, I'm on track. Or 183. Pick your poison. Does not matter to me, but jump off one. That simple. So, Evs, I'm going to start with you first, since you're the guest. How do you feel about the Wiz Khalifa and the Kanye Twitter feud?
All right,
your
the Wiz
on that
and the Kanye thing. That. First of all, like I said, I love it. I love where it's going because, like I said, you can see people have their disputes and arguments in real time, and it takes this whole celebrity thing back down a notch because it's like they're real people. Like, they have real feelings. They have real emotions. Like, they get mad just like you and me. They want to pop off just like you and me. So I like that. Now, I'll say that I felt like Wiz was in the wrong first because, you know, he apparently waves as a guy – by the name of Max B, he owns that shit or something like that. But
then
Kanye changed the name of his album from Swish to Waves, and apparently Wiz was like, "Oh, you can't do that. You got to respect Max B." Blah blah blah.
Max B was the man that started the word wavy. You know what I'm saying? And that whole
wavy
trend.
Okay.
And then.
Okay, I get that. Okay, cool. And I respect that. But at the same time, like, who gives a shit? Like, I don't even think Kanye was thinking about Max B, you know what I mean? I think Kanye was just on his own spot.
And he probably wasn't. You're right about that.
Yeah. And then Wiz just, like, jumps in and is like, oh, you got to blah, blah, blah. Like, so
hey,
I feel like Wiz kind of jumped out the window.
It's the same,
It's the same. And you took the words right out of my mouth. It's the same thing that Meek Mill did with Drake. When you jump out the window, look, ladies and gentlemen, cousins, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, family members. When you jump out the window, you better have something to land on. Because if you don't, it's gonna be a hard landing. It's gonna be a hard landing. Understand that.
Kanye,
you're gonna look like a buffoon. So you gotta be ready.
Wiz Khalifa ended up looking like, because Kanye destroyed him. The only thing I would say about Kanye is that he was kind of fucked up because he brought up, you know, the kid. That's always a no-no. But at the same time, you can't never, like, take a shot at someone and expect them to respond in a certain way. You know what I mean? It's like if you punch someone in the face and you expect to get punched in the face back, but they might shoot you because that's how mad they are. You know what I mean? But, I mean, who's in the wrong?
I respect that in part, but, I mean, if you're going to diss me, diss me. Don't bring my family into it. My family ain't got nothing to do with it. You know, this situation actually happened.
But that just shows how emotional Kanye is, man, and how
passionate he is.
He's very emotional. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes that could be to his detriment. Sometimes it could be to his betterment. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
For Wiz, you know, I mean, like, you know, he could really go whichever way direction with it. You know, I mean, Amber Rose, they have his back. That's good. You know. I mean, it's really ugly, you know what I'm saying? But it's to be expected, to be honest with you, I mean, from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, that shit is ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
My opinion in the whole situation, I think Kanye West was just a really jackass when it comes to shit like this, because how you going to sit up there and try to be all hard and shit, but you got Amber Rose telling secrets about what y'all did in the bedroom, and you was fucking heartbroken. That you know, you talking about she's a stripper. This you fell in love with her, and she played in your booty hole. So what the fuck does that got to say about you? I wonder. The 808 heartbreak was about Amber Rose. Let's keep it real here, people. I mean, let's be honest. You know, I mean, I mean, you know, your clothes is wet. You're getting on, you know, award shows. Just to be popular and get the Twitter and the Instagram popping to get that money. I understand that, you know what I'm saying? You're running for president for 2020, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you went so far. I mean, like, it's like somebody, you're like a puppet in my opinion, man. You know what I'm saying? This is a man style. Because all the shit that you're doing there's no innovation with him, you know what I'm saying, as far as when it comes to, I think people control him. I think, and me, I'm going, and as I'm, you might, you, you're not going to like this, but I really do think that and it's not just him, it's a lot of these people, is a devil worshiper, straight up. The whole thing.
Oh, my God.
He does satanic stuff, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real, my G. You know, he even said in the freestyle he did it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but I'm just saying, how can you sit up here and go through all the Twitter, you know, feuds with Wiz, you know, talk about how you fell in love with Wiz, but yet, you know, you fell in love with the same girl, you know, 4 years ago or five, whatever, you know what I'm saying? The whole 808 heartbreak was about her. You was heartbroken. And then now Amber Rose is exposing you. That's not what you got to say about that. You know, and, you know, you talk about you an OG. I didn't bang you. I didn't even know about you in the 90s. It was Wu-Tang, Redman, Notorious B.I.G., Tupac, DJ Quick, Snoop. I didn't see Kanye West's name on those CDs and how he was producing in the 90s. Did you see him? Maybe I missed something. Did you see him in the 90s? He talked about he's some kind of OG. OG is God that we listen to.
No, Kanye's an OG. To like my generation, he's definitely an OG.
Okay.
Yeah, not to me, not to me, because, you know, he didn't really come around to, like, you know, 2001, 2002 strong. You know, Takeover was really, like, you know, when he just kind of just, you know, really made a name for himself, you know, as a rapper, you know, it was like 03, 04. So, I mean, is he an OG to me? No, because I'm kind of like the last tail end of that 90s generation. So, you know, like now, you know, to the newer generations, yeah, he will be considered probably an OG just because he's been doing his thing. But, you know, he wasn't around with the Nas's, the Wu-Tang's, the Tupac's. You know, he wasn't even around when Jay really first started. You know what I'm saying? You know,
So, you know, he kind of came around later and just got in where he fit in and made the most of his opportunity. But yeah, no, I don't know about an OG. I don't know in what sense, I guess, you know, just, you know, because he's older, you know.
No, Kanye.
All right, how y'all feel about I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Kanye is definitely a legend, man. I'm team Kanye all the way. I didn't like when he said that shit about the kid, but spaz out, Kanye, you're a real person. And send me some Yeezys, the white ones, and size 10. Thanks, man.
Oh, my goodness. You don't even fucking wear that
shit
we get, nigga. You a man that, nigga.
I need those Yeezys, man, size 10.
We're going, as soon as you get some Yeezys, send them my way so I can burn them all. As a matter of fact, people, I'm
going
to get
on with that blasphemous shit.
I-35.
Oh,
you know
my God.
But anyway, I just want to tell you this real quick. I'm going to ask you guys. Do you think that Wiz Khalifa's style was copied from Kid Cudi? Because Kanye made it official. He tried to make that, you know, make a diss and hit him where it hurts. Do you feel like Wiz Khalifa is the style is from Kid? Go ahead. That's why, yeah. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wiz Khalifa is trash. All right, he's garbage, basura, like hot ass garbage. Like throw this motherfucker in a garbage can and ship that shit to the ocean. I don't want to see that shit ever again in my life. All he talks about is weed. That's it. He has no content whatsoever. He has no lyrics whatsoever. He has no lyricism. He has no depth to his songs. It's all just party music. He is garbage. So Wiz Khalifa,
a lot of hate
artist, shouldn't even be in the same fucking sense because he is trash. Now I'm done. That's all I want to say.
Your thoughts on this situation? Do you think that how do you feel about Kanye Wiz Khalifa? Second, do you think that his style is from Kid Cudi? Did you think he copied his style from Kid Cudi?
I think all them niggas trying to sound like Lupe Fiasco, and you know, and they kind of trying to that style really kind of started all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then that nigga went, you know, that nigga weird started solid, and then he just went on some weirdo shit. And then I do agree with Evs, like, you know, that nigga is a weed head for real. Like that nigga, all that nigga. You know, I mean, everything
he does is
weed involved. You know what I'm saying? And like. You know, I mean, I get it, but, like, you know, it's more to life than marijuana, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
and
you.
I mean, like, it's, you know, as far as the other question, you know, yeah, like, what was the other question that you had asked?
Do you think that Wiz Khalifa's style is copied? When he said he's no shit to kick up?
I don't think he copied Kid Cudi. I just think all them niggas is trying to, like, that nigga Lupe really brought that sound in, man. You know what I'm saying? And all them niggas is trying to, like, all that area, you know, through there, you know what I'm saying? You know, that whole Midwest, you know what I'm saying? They all, like, kind of, like, try to take that sound and make it their own, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really necessarily say he copied Kid Cudi, but Kid Cudi was, like, kind of like the he did come in making like own music, so I can see why Kanye said that. You know what I'm saying? You know. But you know, I don't think Wiz Khalifa's trash, you know what I'm saying? I don't think he's trash. I think that he's
garbage, man. I'm sorry.
And it says the same thing about Kendrick Lamar. He doesn't respect Kendrick Lamar.
Let me
know. Kendrick Lamar did diss the fuck out of Drake, and he's better than Drake.
Well,
and
he's better than Drake. Yes, I said it. How? Let me just say this. You know, I mean, like Wiz Khalifa's back is against the wall, man. You know what I'm saying? Like it really is at this point. You know what I'm saying? So he got to come with it, man. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah, I mean, but he doesn't have anything left. Like he's exasperated all his options. Like I mean, he. We don't want to hear another album about you smoking weed. Like, we don't give a fuck. Like, we get it, dude. Like, you like to smoke. Like, shit, you're going to come out with your own weed. We fucking get it. You are Snoop Dogg's, like, reincarnated son, bitch. Like, we under fucking stand. You like to smoke.
I'll say this. It's not so much about the weed because it's a lot of rappers that, like, I mean, Devin the Dude, for one, all his albums have been about weed, but he's versatile. You have to have versatility. And
yeah,
he didn't show that versatility.
Man.
Yeah. You don't got it. That nigga will not be going to a Wiz concert, but yeah.
No, sir. I mean,
well,
I got
we got a time.
Black and yellow.
And I really appreciate you coming on the show. You gonna chill with us and with your mother next week.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yo,
we're gonna have to do a part two.
This nigga, just
yeah, Team Kanye.
This nigga just clown with the leader. Yeah, this nigga just clowned with Khalifa.
Yeah, man.
What
are you doing? I mean, he doesn't care, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, Wiz, you don't like Kendrick. If it's not Drake, he's not fucking with
it. I don't like Kendrick. It's just I don't get it. That's all.
Oh, my goodness. And I don't get that sweet-ass buy stripper's card. You're business. Why are you stripping? Come over. Let's have some popcorn.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't recall.
That's what Drake
is. Oh. Nah. All I know is when Views drops, everyone else is going to stop what they're doing, I guarantee you. And I bet it's going to be the best-selling hip-hop album of 2016. Mark my words.
I'm about to fly out of Texas, bro, to get this
But yeah,
anyway,
Team
guys,
Kanye.
We out of here. Is I want to appreciate you coming through. He's all with my big bad wolf. It's Xavier S, a.k.a. S. Creed. We out. Follow us on Facebook.com, Twitter.com, Instagram.com, Wolfpack TV. Hit us up. All you guys, holler at us. We will catch you guys next week, next Wednesday on Sports Wednesday. And Lone Wolf, take us out. That's about it.
Survey says
NWO. We out, y'all. Peace.